This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bing Crosby. Here's a song from Country Girl, which I hope will soon play your local theater, and which I hope you'll like. It's called Love and Learn. Patty Andrews is with me in this record.
Oh, oh, it's a dream and a plot.
It's what you think it's not.
You gotta love and learn. Love and learn, love and learn. It's a breeze, then a burn. You retreat, and then return. You may have climbed the tree of knowledge, but when you love, you really learn.
Love and learn. Learn a lot. It's the be and end all. Then it's not.
Love and learn.
It's a dream.
Love and learn.
It's a plot.
Love and learn.
It's something out of seventh heaven or something misbegot.
Each morning when I count my blessings, they tally up to none. I've arrived at this. The state of bliss is somewhat overdone.
Love
and learn, weep and sing.
Oh, love.
Till the final day of reckoning. But when arms start to cling, with the thrills kisses bring, what you have learned is you haven't learned a thing.
Each morning when I count my blessings, they tally up to none. I've arrived at this. Overdone.
You gotta love.
Love and learn.
In order to learn.
Weep and sing.
Till the final
day of the reckoning. But when arms start to cling, with the thrills kisses bring, what you have learned is you haven't learned a thing.
It's a dream and it's a plot. What you thought it was not.
But when I begin to cling,
an angel starts to sing. What you have learned is you haven't learned.
I did a record with the famous Waring group not too many years ago, a song that was written by Tom Waring, called Way Back Home. Here it is.
The roads are the dustiest, the winds are the gustiest, the gates are the rustiest, the pies are the crustiest,
the songs
the lustiest,
the
friends the trustiest. Way back home. The trees are the sappiest, the days are the nappiest, the dogs are the yappiest, the kids are the scrappiest,
the jokes
the snappiest,
the folks
the happiest. Way back home. Don't know why I left the homestead. I really must confess I'm just a weary exile singing my song of loneliness. The grass is the springiest, the bees are the stingiest, the birds are the wingiest, the bells are the ringiest.
The heart,
the heart's the singiest,
the arms
the clingiest, way back home.
The sun is the blaziest, the fields are the daisiest, the cows are the graziest, the help is the laziest, the voice
the wittiest,
the girl's
the prettiest.
My song of loneliness.
The home food's the sprayest, the old wine the headiest, the old pals the rayest, the home gals the stayest, the love
the liveliest,
the life the loveliest.
Man, can that Fred Waring group sing?
Oh, you just can't trump him, Ken.
No, sir. You did good, too, Bing.
Well, Ken, as the Gabby pickpocket once said, I do my best work in groups.
He really said that?
I'm very, very much at home singing in choirs, glee clubs, quartets, camp meetings, locker room roundelays, and jungle jump sessions.
Say, Bing, come to think of it, you were once a member of a quartet, weren't you?
That's right. Yes, as a youth in Spokane, I was a member of a barbershop quartet called the Hot Towel Harmony Hound.
Hot Towel Harmony Hound.
Great group. We used to meet every Thursday night in the antiseptic barbershop.
Sounds mighty sanitary.
Yes, it was spick and span.
Spick and span. Real shiny, huh?
No. You see, one barber was named Spick, and then there was another guy who worked there named Span.
No.
On the level. That's on the square. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Harry Spick and Max Span.
Okay.
Don't stand there looking at me like I just made something up. Hey, buddy, I think we ought to get along here with some music, huh?
I think it's a very good idea. Get away from Max and Harry.
Spick and Span.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue and you'll feel so sad. You'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time when you regret it. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine, and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. After you've gone, left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying, you feel blue and you're gonna feel so sad. You'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, When you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine. And you want me only after you've gone. After you've gone away, so far away. After you've gone. After you've gone away.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, fellas, too. Now, here's a beautiful song, a rather tender thing. It's written by Mr. Newman. He's a brother to Mr. Al Newman, the very talented and very well-known director of music at the 20th Century Fox Studios. It's called Who Gave You the Roses? That's Aloha, not on the steel guitar, just plain old Aloha, ladies and gentlemen. Ini, hope you can listen in again tomorrow night, same time, same place. And thank you very much.
Be sure to hear Bing Crosby again tomorrow night, transcribed from Hollywood.
Want to make those daily chores go much faster? One sure way is to keep an ear tuned to CBS Radio for Arthur Godfrey time and for Art Linkletter's House Party. Both these gentlemen drop by to visit with you every weekday on most of these same stations. Arthur Godfrey brings all the little Godfreys to add to the merriment. And Art Linkletter brings a barrel of fun and surprises as he invites you to his special house party. Friday nights, enjoy the Arthur Godfrey Digest on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy...